I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto. And Wayne Miller, back yet again. What is a why can't we seem to shake this guy?
Because he is the former chairman of...
Hitchcock Studies at...
He's the former chairman of the Film Council of Greater Columbus and a prominent panel member of TV25's World Film Classics.
Wow. And...
It wasn't a comedy.
Equally a master of icy blondes like the like Hitchcock himself.
Well, let me ask you this question, Wayne.
Yes, John, please do.
She's prominently displayed in a white bra and a white pocketbook. And then, all of a sudden, she's in a black bra and a black pocketbook. What's going on here?
Probably showing the duality that Hitchcock always liked to do in a lot of his movies, that there's good and bad in everybody. And so here, with the Janet Leigh character...
In what movie?
We're talking Psycho.
Oh, right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's just because you know doesn't mean everybody else knows.
Well, as people think of Psycho, they think about the shower scene. In fact, the American Film Institute rated that as the number one scene, that there is something even equally intriguing about the editing post-shower scene. When Janet Leigh's laying half out of the tub on the floor, there's a close-up of her eyeball. Hitchcock had an intricately planned out a tracking shot, floor level, coming from this close-up, tracking through into the bedroom, and then panning around the bedroom until it lands on the house in the window. Well, right before the movie was sent out to the exhibitors to be distributed, Hitchcock was showing the whole movie to his wife. And she said, as that tracking shot's going through, Janet Leigh gulps. So Hitchcock had to take some frames out. And that's why if you watch that scene right now, it's not a continuous flow, because halfway through that tracking shot, all of a sudden there's a close-up of the shower nozzle.
Excellent.
And then back.
I'm curious to look beyond the myth and to see what this guy was really like. Apparently, he was a creep.
Yeah, which had always been kind of talked about a little bit, but his filmmaking prowess is genius. You know, a lot of people overlook some of that and thought I was just kind of like John and myself, you know, we're eccentric, you know, womanizers, so...
Yeah, we forgive you your creepiness.
But what makes this maybe the best Hitchcock ever, or let's say it starts this flood of horror movies that come after it, what is it?
What's really fascinating about Psycho, from a historical vantage point, it's 1960. There hasn't been any movie quite as graphic or lurid as this movie. Hitchcock is exploring mother obsession, right. Cross-dressing, right. Slashing, murder. And he makes the bold move of killing off his lead actress about 20 to 30 minutes into the movie, which had never been done before.
Excellent.
What has always intrigued me, I used to use it in film classes, was the very last shot. A mother is a guy's best friend, and he looks at this fly and says, they're looking at me now. They know that I wouldn't hurt anybody. In fact, they'll say, he wouldn't even harm a fly. And so as the movie, once again, another great dissolve, he dissolves into that corpse, that decayed corpse in the fruit cellar, of his mom, just very quick, and you have to almost freeze frame it to get that full effect. But what's interesting, it also dissolves into the shot of them raising one of the cars out of the swamp, and the chain of the tow truck is almost anchoring Norman Bates and his mother. Really, really excellent last shot.
Brilliant.
He put that desiccated corpse in Janet Leigh's room just to see what the effect would be.
That's what gets at really what drives this movie. Still, after all these years, it's a dark comedy, and Hitchcock mined every little bit of gallows humor out of that situation.
Janet Leigh won't take a shower.
Have you been next to her recently?
I think she's one of John's ex-wives. In fact, Jamie Lee Curtis isn't Tony Curtis's daughter. It's really John.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street, currently featuring Hitchcocktober, a month-long tribute to the master of suspense, Alfred Hitchcock. Further details at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.